a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Call the Legislative Procedures Committee to order. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Brown, Frericks,
here.
Heineman,
here.
Olson,
here.
Putnam,
here.
Ray,
here.
Representatives Cronin,
here.
Bargen,
here.
Gosch,
here.
Hunhoff,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Lust,
here.
Roush,
here.
Senator Gray,
here. We do have a quorum. At this time, if I could have a motion to approve the agenda, or if there's other items. We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Agenda is approved. Really, all we have today, folks, is a discussion on our 2013 legislative session calendar. So at this time, I'll open up discussion on the calendar options that you have before you. Yeah, Mr. Fry, would you like to just give us an overview of those options?
Mr. Chairman, I would be happy to do so. Plan Alpha, Plan A, is a 36-day calendar. It was prepared because that is currently what we are budgeted for. And so it is a day, or it is a calendar, which very closely mimics the current calendar that you have spent the 87th session working in. So it will be somewhat familiar to you. Number, again, of 4-day weeks, ending on the first day of March with veto day on the 18th day of March. There is no Plan Bravo. It was another version of a 36-day, and as I've told some people, it was simply too ugly for public viewing. It did not work out very well, so we have let that one go. Plan Charlie is a 40 legislative day plan. And you have a new one. The one I gave you earlier had a bit of a snafu in it. We have kind of redone that one so that it frankly now goes with 3 4-day weeks, then a 5-day, or 2 5-days, then a 4, then a couple of 4 days, and gives you a 4-day weekend about the 15th through the 18th day of February. One thing notable of involving this calendar that's not true this year, and that is that both of the Monday holidays, Martin Luther King Day and the President's Holiday, moved one Monday later in the month. So that kind of followed some things up a little bit. But otherwise, the 40-day calendar obviously will work, but it gets you done on the 8th day of March with veto day on the 25th day of March. And then Plan Delta is a 38-day calendar, which is the calendar that we've used in the two sessions just prior to this one. And it again gives you a number of 4-day weeks to start. And in fact, they're almost all 4-day weeks with one exception, and that is the last week. And that is a 5-day. But it does not allow for a 4-day weekend, though. Yes, it does. It does allow for a 4-day weekend, and we could change that. That's one thing I did want to point out. Right now, the 4-day weekend is on the same weekend as you enjoyed this year. But as I noted, the holiday moved to Monday later. So in that week in February, the 10th through the 16th, we could shift those days around. In other words, shift each day earlier in the week and make the 4-day week correspond with the President's holiday. But either way, there is a 4-day weekend in there, and there are a large number of 4-day weeks as well, except again for the week of March 4th through the 8th, which is a 5-day week. So those are the calendars. Again, I noted that we are budgeted for a 36-day session because of the cuts last year. If you would go to a 38-day session, we have an amendment ready that would add $54,317 to our budget. I believe Chair Brown is aware that we'll have a need there. If you go to the 40-day calendar, then we need to have an amendment to the budget for $94,600. So those are the impacts there, but that's how they lay out.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. Senator Rave.
A couple of things, Mr. Chair. If I could, I'd ask a question of Mr. Fry. On the 40-day calendar, I'm just missing it, Jim. You said there's a 4-day week in February, and I'm just not seeing it.
new handout.
I heard that, Farjan. I think you said it was the 15th to the 18th, but unless I'm looking at that wrong, it says LD27 on the 15th and a three-day weekend.
Look at the there's a new version of Plan Charlie.
Okay, never mind.
We had an error in, we had a three-day weekend there. We were really treating you well.
Right.
A three-day work week, and I thought, well, maybe that's a little too easy on them. We need them to push them a little harder.
Okay, that was,
so
I didn't.
A new version.
It's
and,
buried
and,
here, I got it.
Yep, and then that, now the 10th through the 15th okay. there, that's just a four-day now.
Okay, that's fine. Well, to get the discussion started, I guess, we don't remember it now because it's the last week and we're all ready to go home. I remember there was some pretty harried and furious fighting to get bills in and some pretty hard feelings about how short that was on the front end. And I think that 38-day calendar is, we've done that before at least twice that I remember. It was a pretty good calendar. And it gives you that extra week on the front end to get your bills in. And I guess I'd be supportive of that 38-day calendar. And like I said, right now nobody remembers it because it's the last 2 days and we're ready to go home and nobody cares. But if you think back to that first week when you're running around with a fist full of bills trying to get sponsors, we got bills in that got one person on, and I guess I would ask that you'd support the 38-day calendar. But.
Further discussion. Senator Brown.
I would like to, perhaps if these calendars impact any particular committee more than another, it's the Appropriations Committee. And I know I have two appropriators sitting on this particular committee as we discuss this. The point being that with the way things have worked out this year, it really put a lot of extra stress on that committee in order to get the agency hearings completed and done. I certainly would appreciate the flexibility to have a little bit of extra time to deal with that, and so I would be supportive of Senator Rave's desire to go with the 38-day calendar.
Mr. Chair. Further discussion. Senator Olson.
I think that Mr. Fry brought up a good point on Plan D, and I would suggest that if we could take Legislative Day 21, move it to the 11th of February, and the rest of the week slid back. And so much there is it does give that family time for a four-day opportunity at the end of that week. Hope that would get some traction.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you would on plan D, you would make the four-day weekend over the President's Day holiday versus the weekend before that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Everybody understand what? Further discussion. Representative Farjan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I completely agree. I really enjoyed the 38-day, how it lays out, especially if we're going to change that to a four-day week, or that 4 days shifted over so we have that weekend. So I would agree with Senator Rave. If he wants to spend more money on this, I agree with him.
Well, I'm going to get my say in anyway.
Further discussion. Senator Putnam.
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I can hear this train going already, but nevertheless, I do need to visit with you a little bit about the availability of those that still have our businesses back home, and that the sessions that we have had with the four-day weeks have certainly fit into my schedule. I'm being a little bit selfish here, but it gave me an opportunity to spend 1 day within my working people, working with my folks that are in the office, and getting some things done. The five-day ones do present some situations that make it a little harder, because usually the weekends are spent in Cracker Barrels and so forth, and then we're back up here. But nevertheless, I think the Plan D, it looks like it's being looked at in a careful way, and those of us that are in business and are trying to keep things going at home, I think we can certainly adjust to that. But that would be my comment on the usefulness of a four-day week. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I appreciate on Plan D the fact that the bill drafting last day and whatnot has been placed there on the 11th legislative day, because that's a comment that was made earlier. LRC needs a little bit more time. We need a little bit more time. So I think that having that particular day come on the 11th legislative day rather than an earlier day makes a lot of sense as well. And I fully support Plan D with the modification of making that President's Weekend a four-day weekend.
Is there further discussion and or a motion? Senator Rave.
I would move Plan D.
Senator Ray, would that be Plan D, D.2?
Yes, D version 2, yes.
Okay. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt Calendar D version 2, which would allow for the four-day holiday over the President's Day weekend in 2013. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, if I could briefly, thank you. You know, Representative Fargin did bring up the $50,000 to make the extra 2 days, and you know, I think we got a $1.2 or $3 billion budget, and you know, we spend a minuscule amount of that, and I think $50,000 so that we can come here and be prepared and be thoughtful as we go through this process. I don't really think that's too much to ask for. So I'd ask for your support of Plan D. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senators Brown.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Representatives Cronin.
Aye.
Fargin.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Roush.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
14 total.
We have a calendar. We've adopted Plan D version 2 for 2013. Any further items for discussion? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.